Good day. I'm Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap. We begin with a pivotal decision. On Friday last week, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or the AFCA, sided with a policyholder in a storm damage dispute. Auto and General initially pinned a collapsed ceiling to storm-induced water damage before denying the claim on the back of expert reports and weather data. However, AFCA picked apart the insurer's evidence, revealing inconsistencies such as over-reliance on remote weather data. This has led to an order for Auto & General to honor the claim, a move highlighting the crucial role of AFCA in consumer protection and signaling to insurers the necessity of providing robust evidence for claim assessments. Next, the green energy revolution is on the rise, sparking transformative changes in Australia's home insurance landscape. Forecasts see residential solar panels and battery systems skyrocketing by 2050, turning homes into self-sufficient power stations. This shakes up the risk assessment for insurers, brings in potential economic losses, and introduces new logistical challenges. Innovations are coming down the pipeline, with predictions of policies addressing energy systems by 2035, optional coverage offers, and electric insurance policies to mitigate grid reliance costs. In mental health news, life insurers are feeling the pinch with a severe rise in mental health-related total and permanent disability claims soaring. Astonishingly, last year saw Australian insurers pay out a substantial $2.2 billion in mental health claims, nearly double 2020 figures. Even more alarming is the 732% surge in claims among Australians in their 30s within the past decade. These statistics highlight an urgent need for more supportive measures for Australians battling mental health challenges. To wrap up, Australian landlords are urged to review their insurance coverage following a recent survey by QBE Insurance Group. The research unveiled a cautious reality. A total of 38% of landlords could face financial strain if rental payments stop for just 2 to 6 weeks, or if their properties become uninhabitable. With 35% of landlords already grappling with delayed rent payments, and a further 30% experiencing tenant-caused property damage, only 56% have a landlord-specific insurance policy. QBE urges the importance of adequate landlord insurance to keep property investments secure from potential risks. That's all for your weekly insurance news wrap. For more information on personal and business insurance, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori, signing off until next Monday's wrap. Stay informed and stay insured, Australia.